After it was first reported in March, the recent E. coli outbreak in romaine lettuce appears to be drawing to a close. But that's only after it sickened 172 people in 32 states and resulted in one death in California. One reason it took so long to get under control is that produce can be hard to trace through the sometimes dozens of suppliers, distributors, and wholesalers in the produce supply chain. FM 89's Carrie Klein has this story on why food tracebacks are so difficult and what's being done to change that.
Growin Farming is one of the country's largest suppliers of stone fruit. Its sprawling Sanger warehouse full of clunking sorting machines and clickety-clacking conveyor belts produces millions of pounds each year of peaches, nectarines, and plums. Vice President of Technical Operations George Niklich claims the company can trace every nectarine packaged today from field to bin, and so can Growin's customers, thanks to a special label slapped onto bins by a pneumatic arm.
What is that, about a 2x4-inch label or thereabouts? Has a barcode with a very long number underneath it.
By scanning this label, his customers can trace these nectarines back not just to Growin, but to the packing lines and even the fields they came from.
It's an important piece of the communication between us and our customers.
But traceability like this is not the produce industry standard. Niklich explains each company typically handles its own record keeping. Some may even still use paper. Because Growin's fruit is grown and packaged in-house, tracing its nectarines is relatively simple. But Niklich says that information can get lost further down the supply chain.
You've got hundreds of thousands, millions of individual products, and you're often tracing them, you know, from the orchard to the consumer, and there's no standardized system to accomplish that.
This 2x4-inch label is a first step toward a standardized system. It's the keystone of the Produce Traceability Initiative, or PTI. It's voluntary, but it's estimated that more than half of the companies in the U.S. produce supply chain take part. It's difficult to tell if it's improving our food safety, but it does serve as the backbone for a newer, higher-tech initiative. And the advantages are clear for suppliers like Growin and their customers.
We've got our dialect, and they have theirs, and you need a translator. PTI-compliant labels are trying to serve as a translator between producers and their customers.
The Produce Traceability Initiative was born around 10 years ago after a 2006 outbreak of E. coli in spinach. Ed Tracy, a supply chain expert and one of the industry leaders of the PTI, says that outbreak killed 3 people and sickened almost 200.
And the industry got together and said, what we have in place is not good enough. We need to be better.
He says in the case of an outbreak, tracebacks may have to be done in baby steps, finding the grocery store where the problem food was sold, looking up purchase orders, and fanning out to contact the many suppliers that could have shipped it. Tracy says so much could change if each case had a unique identifier, like a standard barcode known as a G10.
It gets much more narrow if they can go back through their records and can identify, okay, on this date, we shipped 5 cases of spinach, and here was the lot number and G10 that was on that case.
Deputy Commissioner Stephen Ostroff with the FDA agrees there's room for improvement in our food supply. In this most recent E. coli outbreak, it's not yet clear how many companies were using PTI labels. But Ostroff believes if they all had, the investigation would have improved.
I'd like to think that it would have made the tracebacks that we were engaged in not only considerably easier, but considerably faster.
As industry adoption of the PTI has grown, it's difficult to tell if investigations have gotten any faster. Speed is not tracked as comprehensively as illnesses and deaths. But data from the CDC do show that over time, more and more outbreaks are getting traced back to their source, rather than remaining a mystery. Still, tracing food could get better and faster. IBM is building upon the PTI to create a food safety system based on blockchain, the technology used as a ledger for tracking Bitcoin transactions. Using blockchain, every step in the supply chain would be recorded and stored in one centralized location in the cloud. Bridget McDermott of IBM says you can imagine what that could mean for food tracebacks.
If you could go from it taking a week or weeks to identify the source of the problem to taking seconds, that this has a real impact on people's lives.
So what's keeping these from becoming widely adopted? IBM's blockchain initiative is limited for now to a few major distributors. The produce traceability initiative is available to anyone, but it costs money. Companies are more likely to adopt it if they have pressure from consumers. Still, regardless of how we trace food back, there's one factor that will always limit how quickly investigations can happen: our ability to remember what we ate. It's tricky, especially when it comes to processed foods, but it's a lot easier with fresh nectarines. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.